is upon us. This week's Parsha, the Ramban actually finds a remez, a hint, a reference to Purim in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Tetzaveh. As we discuss the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the regular Kohanim, the Ramban discusses the concept of the Pa'amonim and the Rimonim, the bells that were on the bottom of the Me'il, the Ephod, the robe that the Kohen Gadol would wear as he would enter into Kodesh HaKadoshim. On the bottom there were these bells. And the Pasuk describes that these bells apparently were very significant. The Torah says, V'haya al Aharon l'sharis, that he will be on Aharon when he serves, v'nishma kolo bivo el hakodesh lefnei Hashem, and his voice will be heard, his sound really, more than his voice, his sound will be heard as he enters into the Holy of Holies to serve Hashem, uvitzeso, and when he leaves as well, his sound will be heard, v'lo yamus, and he shall not die. Implication being that if he's not wearing these bells, he would die. So Rashi understands not that, like Rashi says, no, the word lo yamus, the idea of the bells on the bottom, that's referring to all of the clothing, that if you would enter into the Holy of Holies without all of the clothing, then there'd be a problem. But the Ramban understands the pasuk literally. If he doesn't have the bells on the bottom of his robe as he enters into the Holy of Holies, schayiv misa, death penalty. What's the reason for that? So the Ramban says, brings a simple proof from the story of Purim. The Ramban says, "Ein derech hanechbod in lasos lemkei." Normally, you wouldn't have bells on the bottom of clothing. People who are of honored positions don't put bells on the bottom of their clothing. Except, says the Ramban, a person who needs to enter into his master's chamber does not ever want to enter without permission. If you enter a person of high stature, a person of prominence, and you just barge into his room, that's already inappropriate. Ki habob the heichal melech pisom, one who enters into the king's chamber suddenly, chayev misa, then that's punishable by death. Therefore, says the Ramban, the Kohen would put on his robe these bells, and it will be v'yachnis lefnei Adonov ki ilu birishus. It's as if he's asking rishus from Hashem to enter into his Holy of Holies. This is the place he only enters into once a year. So before just barging in, it's as if he's making noise, and the bells on the bottom, says the Ramban, are as if he's asking permission before entering, so it's not suddenly, he's not entering without warning. And when he exits, it's not without warning, so the angels, so to speak, who have cleared the way for him know that he's now gone, and they can enter back in. Ke'inyin Achashverosh, says the Ramban. This is exactly as it is with Achashverosh. As Esther says, everybody in the Medina knows that if you enter into the king's chamber without permission, that's it, it's off with your head, you're finished. Says the Ramban, that's the idea with the bells and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Kohen is sort of announcing his presence, and it's as if he's asking Rishus. Once you mention Achashverosh and the bells, mention a question that the Yosef Lekach, one of the classic commentators, asks on the Megillah. Esther's response to Mordechai, when Mordechai tells her that she has to go in, she says to him, listen, everybody knows, Kol Ishvi Yisho, anybody knows, that if you enter into the king's chamber and you have not been called Achas Da'atola Hamis, that's it, there's one law for him, he's going to be punishable with death. So Yosef Lekach asks two questions. He says, number one, why is it relevant that everybody knows? The only thing that's relevant is that Esther knows the law. Even if, let's say, only half the Medina knew the law. So even if almost nobody knew it. But if Esther knows, that's all that's relevant, is that I know that I'm not, she should say, I'm not allowed to go in. These are the rules. And why is it relevant that everybody knows? Or the way that he asks the question is, if it's so clear to everybody, to her, that everybody knows, certainly Mordechai knows this rule. So why is it that she's saying to Mordechai, but you know that everybody knows that you can't go in, and if I go in, I'm going to be killed? It seems like an extraneous piece of information that he would clearly know already, and that doesn't seem relevant to her argument. So he explains what she's really saying with this argument is, remember my predecessor Vashti. She had a public display of rebellion against the king, and her end wasn't so pleasant. She says to Mordechai, you know and I know that I'm very much beloved by the king, and if I enter in, he's for sure going to extend the scepter, and he's not going to kill me. But the problem is I'm going to be publicly flouting a will that every single person in this Medina, every single person in this province knows, I'm not allowed to do what I just did. So if I do something that everybody knows publicly is against the rules, my favor that I have with him will surely be enough not to get me killed, but I'm in no position at that point to then beg on behalf of our people that they shouldn't be killed. I've just used up all of my points since I publicly flouted his will, publicly broke all the rules in front of everybody, which everybody knows. He's not going to kill me, but that's going to put me in a position where I don't have any bargaining power. Therefore, she says to him, since everybody knows this, and I haven't been called in 30 days, most likely I will be called in sometime soon. Therefore, don't make me go in now where I have to violate the rules and use up all of my credit in simply sparing my life let's wait a little bit. It's only Pesach time. We have another 11 months until the decree. Wait a little bit. I'll be called in soon, and then I'll be in a position where I won't have to violate this rule of entering suddenly into the king's chambers. That's how he learns Esther's response, which is what the Ramban says is the underlying idea over here of putting the bells on the bottom of the clothing of the Kohen, that he shouldn't enter in without permission, so to speak, unannounced, into Hashem's Holy of Holies.